They lack jealousy, they lack outside concerns, they exist oriented around you. Often it can be difficult to have that selfish part of the mind that only thinks of benefiting, restoring, pleasuring ourselves. But by letting them represent that, they will be externalizations of your desires, leading to a sexier and healthier life. They will understand if you interact with lovers or friends in arousing ways. They will encourage you, egg you on, help provide you sexy ideas straight from your own subconscious, which becomes more available through the intermediary liaison of your succubus harem. When we have fantasies on our own, sure, they can be fun, exciting. They can help us understand ourselves better. But with these companions, imagine a sexy feminine figure mounting your body, rubbing against you. When the fantasy is addressed to a part of your mind you've chosen to give a form, a name, like these mental companions, you'll think of the fantasy more as a story you're telling, and then as something being done to you. When that pleasant hypnotic hallucination brings her succubus wiles to bear on your body and drives you to the heights of pleasure and passion. Well, that's entirely different from an ordinary fantasy. Your fantasies alongside your succubus companions will be acted out, if you have the time and inclination, by interested partners who want you deeply, who want you as only you could want yourself. True understanding. So, let's discuss their desire first. These are externalizations of your own thoughts, your own needs. You are choosing to take a given set of interests and fetishes, a form you have imagined, and a name you have chosen or that has been chosen otherwise, and treat it as an external presence.